We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings along with Miss Sammy Quiggins, and we are doing this show, as you can tell, by telephone. Getting Miss Sammy and I in the same place to do a recording just wasn't possible, but we're going to talk about some sweet stuff today.
Oh, Mike and I are so busy, you know, we just have a hard time getting together anymore. And I have a hard time getting up those steps, and so we do it by phone, or Mike comes to my kitchen a lot of the time, which I appreciate. You don't mind that too bad, do you?
I will tell you, I love coming to the house and doing the shows there, but sometimes it just doesn't work out that way, and unfortunately that's the way we're kind of stuck with doing this one. But I'm looking forward to hearing what you got for us today.
I got some sweet things. You know, I haven't had any dessert for a while, and I've kind of had a sweet tooth lately. I realize it's January, and I should have had Di's recipe, but somehow these just really sounded good to me. How's some things you like, too?
Okay.
What about a caramel apple dum cake?
That sounds very good.
Which only has four ingredients.
And one of them's caramel.
It's caramel ice cream topping. Do you want this one first?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that one.
I know that Mike has a tooth for caramel. I mean, we discussed that before. Mike and I do a lot of talking. You know, we're not on the radio, don't we, Mike?
We do.
We talk about what we like, you know, what we eat. This caramel dum cake is so easy, and it's so good. I mean, this is something you can just stir up in a minute when somebody calls and say, hey, we're coming over, we want to play cards, or we're going to watch the ball game, and you're like, oh, I ought to have something to eat. And so if you've got this stuff on hand, it's only got four things in it, and I mean, you can't beat that.
And we love easy recipes.
You know how I am about easy recipes. I'm a lazy cook.
Well, tell us how we do this.
Okay, it's two cans of apple pie filling, a third of a cup of caramel ice cream topping. And I don't know what you're going to do with the rest of that unless you just eat it with a spoon.
That would be horrible.
Get some ice cream and put it on there.
You could, yeah.
Or I'll find another recipe that uses this. I know, I know what Mike would do. If he could, he'd take that rest of that two-thirds of a cup that's in that can and just eat it with a spoon, wouldn't you, Mike?
I would have no problem with that. Now, unfortunately, my numbers on my meter would probably go up to unacceptable levels, but yeah, that would be okay.
I understand that. My Don had diabetes, and I made a lot of sugar-free recipes, and I need to do a show on those sugar-free recipes because there's a lot of people that have problems with that. A package of yellow cake mix and a cup of butter melt, and you preheat your oven to 350 and lightly spray a 9x13-inch pan with cooking spray. I don't know what we did before we had 9x13-inch pans.
Or cooking spray.
I don't remember Mama having those. I don't know what she cooked in. Anyway, you pour the apple pie filling in the bottom of the prepared pan. Drizzle the caramel ice cream topping over the apple. Well, you know, it says a third of a cup, but you might want to use a half a cup there so Mike would eat the rest with a spoon. Or Sammy.
And a little more couldn't hurt.
And you sprinkle the dry cake mix evenly over the caramel apple, and you drizzle the melted butter over the dry cake mix, covering well. And you bake 30 to 35 minutes, and you let it cool slightly, and you either serve it with ice cream or fresh whipped cream or Cool Whip, and that's good. And I mean, this whole time is taking you like 35 minutes.
Yeah, that's simple.
And good, really good.
Sounds like it.
Caramel and apples, you know, they just go together like, you know, around a mature Adam and Eve might have had some caramel on that apple. They ate you, right?
Well, the devil would have had a hand in that, I'm sure.
The devil, what was it? What made me do it? Then I got a caramel banana cream pie.
Well, here's where that rest of that caramel goes.
The rest, that's, no.
No?
This is one that uses a package of caramels and you melt them.
Ah.
And the biggest job in the whole thing is unwrapping those caramels. You know those Kraft caramels, those little square ones?
Right.
Unwrapping an 11-ounce package of them, that's the biggest part of this job. If you got a graham cracker crust, and it tells you how to make that graham cracker crust, you know, you take 12 graham crackers, a fourth of a cup sugar, and a fourth of a cup butter melted. But you know what this lazy Sammy does? She buys the graham cracker crust, and then if you want to make it a little richer, make it taste more homemade, you just brush a little melted butter on there and let it bake a few minutes. I know all those lazy tricks.
Nothing wrong with that.
And your pie filling is two bananas, 11-ounce package of caramels, unwrapped, there you go, 3 or 4 tablespoons of cream, 1 instant vanilla pudding mix, and 1 instant banana cream pudding mix, 2.5 cups milk, and 8 ounces of Cool Whip. And it gives you all these directions to make your own graham cracker crust here on my recipe. But as I say, this lazy lady bought the graham cracker crust and melted some butter and just brushed it on there. And it tasted pretty good.
I'm thinking that'll work just fine.
You cut your bananas into slices and lay them over the graham cracker crust. You take your caramels and the cream in a small saucepan and heat over the medium until the caramels are melted and smooth, stirring throughout. Because it doesn't take that too long. And you pour the caramel over the banana slice. And you, if you want to, you can reserve a little bit for later. You pour your pudding mixes into a bowl and pour your milk over them and stir them together. And you add a half a cup of Cool Whip to the pudding mixer and mix it well. Which that pudding mixer, and that makes it kind of fluffy, you know, and light.
Mm-hmm.
And you pour the pudding mixer over the caramel and smooth it. And let that set in the refrigerator for about 3 hours. And you top that with the remaining Cool Whip and some more bananas. And if you kept a little bit of that caramel and cream, drizzle that over the top, you know, just for a look.
And a little added flavor.
It says that you should eat it within 1 or 2 days. Not that that's a big problem.
No.
But if you don't, it kind of comes liquidy and no longer sets. You know how instant puddings are.
Yes.
But I don't think that that's really a problem to eat it in 1 or 2 days.
No, I don't think that would have a long lifespan.
If we have that sitting in the refrigerator, Mike, do you think we'll have a problem eating it in a couple of days?
Not even a little bit.
I'd rather not know about it. That's kind of, I love a cold pie or a cold cake or mm-hmm. something in the refrigerator. You know, if you just go eat with a little spoon or something.
And a glass of milk.
All right. You got to make it a little healthy. Then I got a $1 million pie. This was the thing that was really big several years ago, too. You know, I'm always talking about doing these older recipes. But I think this one will never go out of style. You take 2 graham cracker pie crusts, a can of Eagle Brand condensed milk. You know, that's the one with sugar that's real thick and good and yummy. A can of crushed pineapple, 9 ounces of Cool Whip, 3 tablespoons of lemon juice, and 3/4 cup pecan. And you just mix all that together and pour it into the crust. And you garnish it with extra pecans if you wish. And then you put a dab of Cool Whip on top to make it look fancy. And then have some kind of chopped up pecans on that Cool Whip. And you refrigerate it about 2 hours before serving. See, that makes 2 pies.
And that's just almost a pecan pie.
It really is.
Yeah.
And that pineapple, you got the pineapple in there, you got the fruit. I'm trying to get us a little healthier, Mike.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, when you start talking pecan pie, you have my attention.
I know. I had a pecan pie, which I have to admit that I didn't make. It was Marie Callender. It was really good. I had one over Christmas when I had some company. And I tell you, I thought about you when I was putting that out.
Well, Marie makes a pretty good pecan pie, so.
Marie makes really good pie. I never knew about them, and I think I've told this on there before until I met Don. And that's where Marie Callender started, was in California. He said he would go get Marie Callender pies. They had restaurants out there, so when I went to California with him the first time, we went to Marie Callender's and ate, and they had like 20 pies. Marie's a pretty good pie lady. I'll tell you that. I love the Marie Callender crust.
Well, I will tell you, we've got a couple of bakeries within an easy drive of the house that Miss Nancy uses, and they do very good pecan pies both places. You can't really go wrong. So anytime you start talking pecan pie, I'm in.
You're right there, aren't you, sweetie?
I am. Well, Miss Sammy, we need to wrap this up, so tell them what we always say.
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cookie.